Californians soon will be hit with higher electricity bills. After lengthy hearings, the State Public Utilities Commission today is expected to approve a 9% jump in residential electric rates, 15% for big businesses. It's a stopgap measure designed to keep the lights on while regulators sort out an energy crisis that began 2 years ago with deregulation. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The proposed rate hikes announced yesterday are temporary. They only last 90 days and far lower than California's two major power companies had requested. Even so, consumer groups were quick to denounce them. Here's Mike Florio, senior attorney with the Utility Reform Network.
What we see here in this order is the first step toward yet another bailout of the utilities from their financial problems. Their bad business decisions.
Utility executives were equally upset. Pacific Gas and Electric, based in San Francisco, had asked for a 26% increase. Attorney Henry Weissman represents Southern California Edison, which lobbied for 30%. Weissman told commission members to brace for power disruptions throughout the state.
We are extremely concerned that this decision will lead to shortages of electricity in California and blackouts for our customers.
The utilities say they are nearly bankrupt, with billions of dollars of debt since the electricity market was deregulated in April 1998. Instead of producing their own power, the utilities now must buy it on the open market and distribute it to consumers. Wholesale electricity prices have skyrocketed from 3.5 cents per kilowatt hour last year to more than 40 cents in December. The utilities want consumers to pay the difference, but Loretta Lynch, president of the California Public Utilities Commission, says regulators need some breathing room before they make any long-term rate changes.
What we're trying to do here is provide some emergency relief that gives the PUC time to get a full evidentiary record in front of it, and frankly gives the legislature time to reconsider some of the aspects of deregulation that just don't work.
Governor Gray Davis has convened a special session of the legislature to do just that. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.